Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio is the Jim Bob Show game day edition, heard here and on great stations all around the country. And there are great weekends of sports that happen on a regular basis throughout the course of the year. But there is only one weekend where we can make it the Father's Day weekend, where the focus is on the dads and all those great sports fans all around the country, and certainly all of our great listeners, Jim Bob. So happy Father's Day to you as a father.
And happy Father's Day to you, Dane. And I want to wish all the great fathers out there a wonderful Father's Day. And I hope that the kids went out and, you know, what I would have recommended is buying, you know, three bottles of El Bandito Yankee.
Can still do that.
Yeah, they can. I mean, they've got to be 21.
Right.
Must be 21 to enter.
Or you just hang out in the parking lot and ask that one guy.
Okay. Or have your uncle go get it.
Whatever. Oh, there you go.
Or your older cousin, whatever. But
so much tradition on the Father's Day side, but a new tradition is being started where dads around the country, well, not around the country, but certainly around the Chicagoland area, certainly our listening audience, are coming up with and buying Caleb Williams jerseys.
Yes. Hey, man, I tell you what, everything is setting up for the Bears. They're going to be on Hard Knocks here, Dane. It's the first time they've been on Hard Knocks. And, so, you know, and also this is the first time that Hard Knocks has been able to display a number one, first round draft choice at quarterback, Caleb Williams. And, last time it was in 2018 when the Browns did Baker Mayfield. And, so this will be fun with Hard Knocks. And like we're talking about what all is the show format. What's the storylines? There's going to be plenty of storylines this year. You know, it's going to be a completely new offense for the Bears, buddy.
Totally new. Just the philosophy, which last year's philosophy, the last few years has been Justin Fields runs around, tries not to get tackled. Maybe he gets a chance to run and they get a touchdown. Really, that was it. And they were trying to get him to kind of branch out in his quarterback play, be a little more traditional, throw some more passes. Now, and if you're Justin Fields, how do you feel, Jumbo? Because number one, you know, maybe you've gotten a chance to go to a better team organizationally with the Steelers. Maybe there's opportunities to fit your game. But I feel like, hey, why didn't we get this whole brand new line and all these great receivers when I was there?
Yeah, I hear you. I think what happened is that, you know, when the Bears decided to go with offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, they stacked the offense for that purpose. And I think they felt that Caleb Williams matched up with Waldron and that offense and, you know, could be, you know, they go through a lot of testing, man. Could have been a personality matchup too. But I really do. I mean this sincerely. I think the Bears have the best trio of offensive weapons at the wide receiver there. You know, you got DJ Moore, you got, you know, Roma Dunsey coming on, you've got Keenan Allen, you've got DeAndre Swift, who had a breakout year last year with Philly, and they picked him up in the free agency, and then you got Cole Kmet. I mean, that's, I will tell you, on paper, that looks pretty awesome. I mean, it's going to be fun. At least this year, we'll have a lot of fun to talk about on the pregame in regards to talking about it. I mean, last year, it was hard picking, buddy.
It was tough.
Hard road to hoe.
Now, they kind of picked it up, and you looked at those advancements on the defense side. They have a solid defense, so they've got that going on. I'm just wondering if it's this learning curve, because you look at them, and it's almost been just a kind of a legendary track of very, very high drafted quarterbacks that have turned into like, okay, really, like you crinkle up the paper, throw it in the trash can, start over. You got Mitch Trubisky, and then of course you got Justin Fields. And now, was it with this where they figured, okay, we got a good quarterback, at least on paper, right? Jim Bob, as you say, on paper, I guess they should have someone to throw to.
Yeah, I think the storyline is, you know, certainly going to be about the transition of the rookies. You know, you're going to have Rome and Caleb, you know, and that'll be a big storyline in regards to how they make that transition to the NFL. I think they're going to be fine. I tell you what, I watched enough games of those guys last year. I think both of them. I mean, I think honestly, I think it's going to be a lot easier for Roma Dunsey than Caleb, just because he's built. He's a big body wide receiver. He should be able to do all the things effectively that he did in college. I mean, hey, you know, it's a step up. I mean, you're going to find some shutdown cornerbacks, and he probably, you know, that big body of his, we'll see how he does. That's going to be a fun storyline there.
Lots of friends of the program with those 85 Bears, last one to win the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl, but the reason I think that they've stayed around, been so beloved this entire time, is there were some amazing personalities on that team, and a lot of them are friends of this program, where it's, you know, Jim McMahon or Gary Fensick, you know, and all those guys, so many great personalities, Walter Payton, of course, on that team. This is what's different. The last time the Bears made it to a Super Bowl, I think it was, maybe that was 2000, maybe 8 or something like that. Rex Grossman was a quarterback, completely devoid of personality. So here, and you saw it in the draft, right? When we were there in Detroit, quarterback and wide receiver, fast friends immediately. They were already doing the Bear kind of claw gesture. This is going to be a fun team.
Well, and one of the other storylines to follow is going to be whether receiver John Jackson III, who played with Williams at USC before he transferred to Nevada, and, you know, him and Williams are very good friends, does he make the squad? You know, and that's going to be something to watch too. That's going to be a good storyline, is that, you know, so it's great that Williams has that camaraderie already developed with Rome, but, you know, he's also got his buddy John Jackson there. That's going to be a great story to see if John Jackson is going to make the transition. You know, that'll be fun.
How much pull does, especially not only a first round draft pick, but a number one first round draft pick that at least at this point is considered to be the future and the face of the franchise? If it's your buddy, you know, like Aaron Rodgers puts his finger on the scale, I want my guys. Can he get his guy on the team? Probably.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers would tell you that, you know, when they let Cobb go early and they let Jordy Nelson go early, I don't know. I mean, I think that he would tell you that he didn't have that weight. And then, you know, he wanted more say-so in the draft and the free agency, who they went after. And so he didn't get that at Green Bay. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of it just depends on, you know, the general manager and what the coach's position is. I think chemistry is important. I think chemistry is important in team building and so forth. And I would listen to my quarterback.
Some of the guests that have been on the Jim Bob Show, Game Day Edition, Don Beebe, you got Vince Papale, guys who were all chemistry, came in, just integrated with the team, makes some big plays, became bigger players than maybe their college or not even college coming out of situation would lend to. So I guess we'll see what happens there. One of the ways, and this is it, is if they can kind of take the tradition of the Bears, which for the last like 30, 40 years has been, well, not great, but some of those traditional players and personalities and blend them with this current team, and the way that they're going to be able to do that, the first opportunity is going to be at the Hall of Fame. So the Bears are playing in that Hall of Fame game at a time, and the Hall of Fame is accepting. You got Steve McMichael, Devin Hester, Julius Peppers also had some time here with the Bears. So it's a time to kind of take the old, the traditional, the great, and blend it with the new.
Yeah, it is. By the way, we saw Stephen Michael's wife was at Mike Ditka and the Gridiron's great.
Misty, yeah, she does a great job.
And boy, I tell you what, the prayers are out for Steve and getting to that Hall of Fame, buddy.
Yeah, it's one of those things that will be. I think we're going to be broadcasting live there. I know we're going to be part of, with El Bandito Yankee, a tail greeter, tailgate for the Hall of Fame. And you have been there, and we may have in the week or so leading up, we may have people back on from the Hall of Fame to kind of set that stage to what it is. But for those people kind of contemplating their summer travel, maybe they're from the Chicagoland area, maybe they're fans of the show or the Bears or whatever, and they want to make their way, if any time, this is a great time to have a presence as a Bears fan at the Hall of Fame. Kind of share that experience, why you would go.
I've been to the Hall of Fame about three times, and every time I go, there's such an interesting storyline that comes out of it, and you're well aware of some of them, which we can't talk about.
They have great bathrooms there, and you should use them.
Yeah, we can't even get into the story yet. I mean, we'll have to wait. When we have the version of Late Night was sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila, and the Jim Bob Show with Dane talks about wonderful, interesting stories at the Hall of Fame.
And what should you eat, you know, to really kind of fuel up before a big day at the Hall of Fame? I would say truck stop
nachos, buddy. That's according to my friend, truck stop nachos. But anyhow, in all seriousness, the Hall of Fame has got so much cool stuff. I mean, you can spend so much time going through all of the memorabilia and everything they've got there. And you know, it's so modernized and technology drives it. You can go in and, you know, punch in your team, and you can punch in a year, and it'll tell you everything about that team that year. And it's just a really, if you're a football fan, which, you know, I'm a football fan. I mean, you know, gosh, I remember when I had my little electric football game, and I would prudently and diligently paint the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs, and that was part of the fun, is painting those electric football players, and then you go, you can have the, they had the little platform, and you can change them, and they could go different directions, and I kept statistics on
the course,
you know, I mean,
but I think this allows you to understand the frustration of a coaching staff, right, where you can write up the best play, sometimes those electric football guys didn't execute.
People are like going, what are they talking about? Electric football game. I mean, we grew up on Tecmo Bowl. I mean, we grew up on Madden. But, you know, hey, back in the day, it was electric football games, and they just vibrated. And, you know, you got to look it up, because they're actually, I mean, they're probably, I think they might have cost like $8 back then. They probably, they're a relic. Sure. They're an antique, honestly.
I'm sure it's a sought after toy at this point from those vintage toy collectors and all that. So much going on the Father's Day situation. Jim Bob, how are you going to celebrate, or how would you inspire our listeners to celebrate on Father's Day? We know they're going to have El Bandito. You're going to grill up something. What you going to do?
Well, first of all, hey, you say thanks to the mother who basically, you know, bore those,
who's involved.
Yeah. I mean, it's our day, but hey, come on, let's be serious. But honestly, you know, just a lot of love and reflection on, with your kids and the mother of their your children and so forth. And just so, you know, have a great time, whatever you do, whether you're me, if you're fishing, or, you know, shooting sporting clay, or if you're fishing, but, you know, and then you're going to barbecue, and yeah, you know, you're going to have some Q, and hopefully, you know, the smoker works this year and it's not a complete colossal failure like last year.
Oh, no.
Not speaking from experience.
No, of course not. I mean, these things happen.
And then you have to basically go get Thai food.
So Father's Day can take twists and turns, just like being a father and all that stuff. But what you can do, the smoke clears, and then we get ready as we are seriously closing in on what is going to be an exciting NFL season. You're going to keep it here on this station and great stations all around the country for the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. Keep it here. We'll be back right after this.